If you're an artist who wants to merge your online and in-person business success, then this episode is totally for you. Today, we're going to explore the power of online purchase data and how it can guide your sales strategies. With online purchasing becoming increasingly powerful, popular, and preferred, it's critical that you make your art accessible to your customers and establish a strong online presence. And today, by harnessing online purchase data, you can boost your sales and capture customers for the long term.
Welcome to the Empowered Artist Podcast, where you'll get all the strategy to sell your art online. I'm Jenna Webb. I've helped thousands of artists realize and achieve their dream. I'm an artist, marketing coach, founder of Artpreneur Academy, and your new art business bestie. As the how-to girl, I'll give you all the tips and tricks that will actually grow your art business. So tune in each week as we simplify art marketing, make selling your work fun, and elevate your artpreneur mindset so that you can feel like the badass that you are, even on the tough days. I am on a mission to transform the mindset and income of artists everywhere. So if you're ready to live your dream life as a full-time artist, let's do the damn thing.
So today we're going to cover the rise of online art purchases, how online purchase data can transform your art sales, email marketing, how to collect and utilize email leads, segmenting your email list, like targeting local art collectors for success, and stay until the end to learn 5 valuable tips to capture customers for the long term. If you're with me on YouTube, this is my boyfriend's dog, Nala. She's so cute. She's a little chihuahua. She's very whiny because he just left the house and she tends to get super panicky when he does that. If you're not listening on YouTube, I'm not sure if my fancy podcast editor is going to block out her whines, but I've got her on my lap, so she's pretty close to the mic. And my dog, Lola, she's a Frenchie, she's down here totally chilling on her bed and not snoring at the moment. So we'll see how this goes. Today's episode comes at the perfect time because today is following our last episode where we had our expert guest, our Artpreneur Academy student, Kristen Horde, who taught us how to kill it at art shows. And it's really important that you're marrying your online presence with your in-person presence, and you're cultivating those leads and customers for long-term success. So we're talking about how to do that today. A lot of you have asked me how Kristen got that strategy. If you want to sign up for the free masterclass to learn more about Artpreneur Academy, go to jennawebart.com and click free masterclass. We are only 1 week away from starting our Empowered Artist Challenge. I am so excited. We're kicking that off on the first day of spring. How would you like to grow your business and boost your social media engagement with our community of 30,000 listeners? Empowered Artist Nation, I have a hell of an announcement today. Introducing the challenge. I have created a very special, unique experience just for you, putting you in the spotlight. The challenge is totally free. Join us between March 19th and April 12th and tell your friends. Head to jennawebart.com/podcast to sign up now. This challenge is amazing because everybody wins every day that you show up. There will be prizes and daily perks for everyone. Each day you will be reflecting on a simple tip or strategy to grow your business that you've learned here on the podcast, while interacting with members of Empowered Artist Nation. This is a unique opportunity to grow your following and boost your social media engagement with our community. But most importantly, reflect on what you can implement in your business, because we're all about taking action here. When you share your challenge content on social media each day, I'm going to be resharing it from my social media account every day, so expect daily shoutouts. Our prizes include scholarships to my signature top programs, shoutouts of your social media handle on the podcast for extra exposure. I'm so excited because this is a truly unique experience where we can all come together, learn, and grow. Everyone wins simply by showing up each day for the challenge. I am so excited to join the fun and put my amazing listeners like you in the spotlight. Strategy and our immersive community await you. If you are up for the challenge, head to jennawebart.com/podcast and sign up now. When you sign up, I'll send you the challenge PDF guide with all the info, the rules. Once again, that's jennawebart.com/podcast. I'll tell you exactly how to participate, how to boost your social media engagement each day with our community. We'll be starting on March 19th and going through April 12th. I'm so excited to celebrate your wins with you each day, interact with you on social media, reshare your posts. Empowered Artist Nation, let's do the damn thing. So first I'm going to share some online purchase data that's going to get you really excited about giving your customers the option to purchase your art online. They also need the option to buy your art in person. Also, side note, if you're watching this on YouTube, I am not drinking champagne. I am drinking kombucha out of a fancy glass because I like fancy glasses, and why not? We're going to talk about why customers prefer to purchase online and why it's important to do what's convenient for your customer. All of this is going to boost your sales. And again, at the end, 5 tips of how to capture your customers long term. So to kick us off, I love this fact. Social media has a huge driving force in e-commerce, with 54% of shoppers using social media to research products. Isn't that cool? They're not just going to websites. They're actually looking at social media. They want to know what people think of products. They want to see people using products and going directly to the source. That is a majority. That's a really cool fact. I love that fact. Next up, an estimated 2.14 billion people worldwide purchase goods online. This one might feel familiar to you. 63% of shopping occasions begin online. So when you ultimately make a purchase, you might have started thinking about that purchase when online before you ultimately make that purchase, whether it's online or in person. But 63%, that's a very big number. Nearly half of consumers, 49%, shop online more than once a week. In the United States, 55% of customers prefer to shop online. All of this just gets me so jazzed. I know I have sold a lot of art online, and I just want you to get jazzed too about how you can take advantage of this. So let's go through a few more of these online purchase data points. Here's a big one. 56.1% of internet users purchase a product online at least once a week. I think that's pretty accurate. I think about my own shopping trends and just sort of being addicted to Amazon and social media itself. And 51% of people are purchasing something online at least once a week. It's no doubt that shopping is an addiction. Okay, let's talk about how shopping online has just simply increased. So in 2022, 268 million people shopped online in the US. And this number is projected to increase in 2025 to 285 million. Wow. Okay, I really like this one as an entrepreneur. E-commerce retail purchases are expected to rise from 14% to 22% in 2023. So I know that was last year, but this is the data we're working with. 14% to 22% for e-commerce. That's a hell of a jump. Okay, I've got a stat for 2024. Retail e-commerce will grow 10% year over year, while non-e-commerce sales will grow 2% year over year. Okay, I've got 3 more interesting facts to round it out for you today. 22% of global consumers shop online once a week, and 27% shop once every 2 weeks. 90% of U.S. consumers will make at least one purchase via a digital channel in 2023. I don't know if you can hear Nala crying. Nala, I'll buy you something online. Oh my goodness. Disclaimer, Nala is not invited back to the show. She's not done well for the Chihuahua reputation. I am such a dog lover. I thought my editor would drown her out. Didn't work. My apologies. It's so funny because Lola's snores get drowned out on this podcast and she can sit here with me the whole time. But I send big love to you and your pets today. Last fact was something I actually already read, but it's worth repeating. 63% of shopping occasions begin online. It's just goes back to what people prefer to do. Okay, let's dive into the 5 tips for capturing customers long term. Now, I'm boiling this down based on let's do what's convenient for the customers. Let's make our art accessible to where our customers want to shop, not just what's convenient to where we want to put our offers and what's convenient for us as a business owner. The easier you make it for your customer to shop, the easier it is for them to make a purchase and the easier it is for you to make money. Hey, empowered artists, to grow your art business right now, check out the free resources in the show notes or head directly to jennawebart.com and see what's new. It's my mission to give you all the shortcuts because when I retired from corporate to live my dream life as an artist, there was no example for me to follow. But as I started to grow a 6-figure art business, I was able to map out a complete step-by-step blueprint. Thank you so much for sharing, following, and reviewing the show. Your support helps me keep creating this content for you. Tip number 1, make your art accessible. Give your customer the option to shop with you online so that if they've met you in person, they can buy something from you later after they have given you that hug or that handshake. Data shows that they want to shop online, so you have to give them that option. You might have heard my art gallery episode 17. I sold over 100 paintings in my first year in business, but let me tell you where I didn't sell them was in that first art gallery. It was because of my online presence and me giving my customers the option to follow up with me and buy with me online that they had that chance to come and make that later purchase. So I was capturing all the customers. Tip 2, customers prefer to shop on social media. So artists, if you haven't yet, you should absolutely start your social media presence and you can build your website as a next or later step. But having an online presence is essential to your long-term success as a business owner. This is something that my students in the Sell Art on Social System course do immediately. Even if they don't have a website, they go ahead and get started on their social media presence right away, and they learn how to systemize and routinely make offers on social media so that they can get out in front of customers and they're not missing opportunities. Having that social media presence gives somewhere your customers can immediately look you up and remember you, and they're constantly having you at their fingertips and in your face if you're on social media. It's really important. Tip number 3, collect email leads. So this means collecting email addresses of your customers and potential customers. This is not collecting email addresses to store in your Gmail account. This means an actual email service provider. It's different. This is a marketing platform and there are rules and regulations. It's actually very simple. Don't be overwhelmed. But I have a free guide that will walk you through it. And you can download it on my website at jennawebart.com/podcast. The email guide is there when you scroll down. Inside that guide, you'll learn about email service providers, why it's not your Gmail. You can download my Done For You campaign that requires zero technical knowledge so that you can start collecting email subscribers now. There's a bit of technical setup, but the way that I've set it up for my lovely listeners is that you don't have to do that if you download my free campaign. Collecting emails is crucial. It's something I wish I did day one in my business. And I really wouldn't go one more art show or post one more social media post without having something set up in your business to start collecting emails, because emails equal customers and customers equal future and repeat business for your art. Tip number 4. So we're talking about marrying your online presence with your in-person art business. So I recommend that you segment your local email list. So your email list might have a global presence where you're collecting email subscribers from people who meet you on social media that collect your art from all over the world. And then you might be going to art shows that are local to your city or your state. But I have always segmented my local Raleigh customer list, for example. When I would do art shows at Nordstrom or the Marriott, I would have customers who I would put on that local list, and they would contact me later to do large paintings and custom pieces and fill their whole living room with art. And anytime I'd have a brand new art show, I would be able to email just that segmented list and say, hey, I'm doing another local show. And because I had segmented that local list, I didn't have to email and bother people in Australia and Canada and tell them I had a local art show. So you can segment your email list and do targeted email marketing. Now, if that feels like it's a few steps ahead of you, don't worry about it. The point is, just start collecting the emails today and set yourself up for success later. You can always get more technical and do the bells and whistles later. Tip number 5, you want to make sure that you are capturing the email addresses of the people you are meeting in person. I have a couple tips to follow up with. Especially on the back of our last episode of how to kill it at art shows. Number one, if you're at an art show, you want to display a QR code that's going to go directly to your email subscriber list so someone can immediately sign up for your email list by scanning that QR code. That lets them instantly sign up. They're not writing anything down. There's no room for human error or typos, and they're instantly subscribed. The second thing you can do is when you meet someone in person, let's say you're meeting a group of friends, you're at a dinner, everyone is a potential customer. So instead of saying, oh, my Instagram handle is @JennaWebArt and you can follow me there, don't do that. You should follow them immediately and then send them a DM with a personal touch. So don't let it be up to that customer or brand new friend, because everyone's a potential customer. You reach out to them and don't just follow them, but send them a DM or something personal and sincere. So that's my last tip. You want to make sure you're capturing those handshakes and hugs with email addresses and subscribes immediately by using a personal touch, and you're going that extra step to reach out to them. It's not on the customer to do it, but you're doing it instantly with your phone. So remember, that free email guide is at jennawebart.com/podcast. I have a question for you, my listener. You can answer in the episode comments. Are you making your art available based on what is convenient for you, or are you making it available based on what's convenient for your clients? Hopefully you're doing both and you're definitely doing what's available for your clients, but tell me in the comments if you want to make a change or if this episode sparked some ideas for you today. I would love to hear from you. I can't wait to start the challenge. Be sure to opt in for the challenge on jennawebart.com/podcast. We start next week, baby. Cheers. Go out there and feel like a badass. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with another artist or share it on social media and tag me at @JennaWebArt so I can personally thank you. To grow your art business right now, check out the free resources in the show notes or head directly to JennaWebArt.com. Thanks for listening, following, and dropping a 5-star written review. I am cheering you on every step of the way. I'll catch you right here next week.